Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, here we are again. Your tummies are rumbling. I can't think of an intro.
Oh, it's a sad day.
Well, we've not recorded
finally
one.
Finally, it happens.
I'll be honest, we've not recorded one in a while, and I forgot that part of my job was coming up with a natty intro. And then I remembered halfway through saying, here we are again, and I came up with our tummies are rumbling, which is real bad.
Yeah, you really tried to claw it back. I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I know. And now I'm touching my face like a sort of stricken person.
Yep. Bring us a lovely podcaster, bring us a lovely podcaster, bring us a lovely podcaster, bring one right here. That's food related.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's normally figgy pudding.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's not Christmas, is it?
What rule says it has to be Christmas?
The rules of the figgy pudding song.
Mm.
They're very well drawn. Anyway, welcome. This is a food podcast. I'm Ed Gamble and that's James Acaster.
We're going to ask someone what their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink are.
Yes, we are. And our special guest in the Dream Restaurant this week is...
Catherine Ryan.
Oh, you got in there quicker than me. That
very time. Quick. Very,
very good.
Quick.
Well, I thought we'd established the rhythm where we go, Catherine Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, absolutely
thought,
not. Mix
I thought,
it up.
Do you know what? If Ed's refusing to do his little
I'm not
bit,
refusing to
bit
do
of
it.
The start.
I'll do it.
Come on, mate. That ship sailed.
Well, it's Catherine Ryan, and we're very excited to have her in
the
Dream Restaurant.
One of the finest comedians the world has to offer right now, and
indeed.
We've got her right in the Dream Restaurant.
Absolutely. She's right here in the Dream Restaurant. And even though she is one of the finest comedians the world has to offer, if she says a certain ingredient that we have pre-decided on...
So help me.
She, as part of her dream menu, because I think we need to establish that, James, the way the secret ingredient works. It has to be part of their menu. It's not just if it's mentioned.
Don't just mention it. We're not going to chuck you out for mentioning it. Freedom of speech.
If it's in the dream menu, she will be removed from the restaurant.
Yes.
And this week, the Dream Restaurant secret ingredient is...
Strawberry sauce.
Thanks for going with me on that one, James.
Yep.
So, if and it, we're talking about that horrible stuff that looks like fake blood.
Yeah, yeah. Mainly that you get in an ice cream van.
Yeah.
You might put it on your Mr. Whippy.
Horrible.
I don't like it. Sorry to the people who do that. I know this is going to be one of the ones.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the one we got the most backlash on was sweet chili sauce.
Yeah.
I know there's going to be even more fans of this kind of strawberry sauce that you get in ice cream vans. I know you're going to kick off about it.
They taste the same to me, sweet chili sauce.
It might as well taste the same.
They're the same thing, basically. It's just sugar, red sugar, and I hate it.
Yeah. So any red sugar, that's it. Catherine Ryan's getting out.
I hope she doesn't pick it, but so help me God.
I'd like to hear what she has to say.
So, without further ado, let's hear the off-menu menu of...
Catherine Ryan.
Catherine Ryan, welcome to the Dream Restaurant.
Thank you so much.
Oh, goodness.
Welcome, Catherine Ryan. We've been waiting for you.
Now, James, I normally announce you in this situation and describe to the guest who you are and what you're doing here.
True.
But I think you should introduce yourself this time.
Catherine, pleasure to meet you. My name is James. I'm a genie and a waiter.
Cool.
There you go. Taking it in a stride.
You know what? Ed normally does a really long, convoluted explanation about what... And also, he makes it sound like it's silly when he says it. He makes it sound like it's very, like it's draining for him. But actually, you get it, right?
There's nothing silly about the service industry. I worked as a waiter for a really long time.
Thank you very much.
And it takes a lot of skills, multitasking, math. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then the fact that there's like a supernatural element.
Yes.
It's very serious.
When you were working in the service.
I just want to butt in very quickly. I'm so sorry. I just want to let everyone listening know, I don't ever make out the fact that James is a waiter as the silly portion of it. Huh? It's very much the genie.
I'm not going, James is
a waiter. That's a stupid job. I think it's great. If you're a waiter, be a waiter. But the genie element of it, because it was surprised me when we initially did it. We never agreed to the genie. And now here we are.
Look how scared you are. I don't want to be cancelled by the service. They don't care. You can slag them off, those fat pricks, as long as you tip them. They don't care. We don't care.
All right, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I will tip waiters more now after this misunderstanding.
My question. Catherine said that she likes the supernatural element. When you were working as a waitress, if you could also be any supernatural like being, what would you have been at the time that would have helped your job? Not a genie. I've got dibs.
That's
on
off.
I mean, I had
anything else.
I had fake tits that helped.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because I worked at Hooters, and I think that I learned now, in retrospect, now that people don't just like give me free stuff and let me in everywhere, they're like, "You want to sit down, ma'am?" Like they'll give me a seat. Uh-huh. But back then, I had skin colored hair and hair colored skin, and I was like 20 years old with fake boobs. And I was like a genie. People would be like,
yes,
you should definitely come to LA. And I was like, okay, like our lives were really easy. Now we were definitely like, there were predators about for sure. Mm. And we had it hard in some aspects, but I got paid loads of money. Mm-hmm. Everyone thought I was stupid. So if I was even the littlest bit smart, then it was like I was a genius.
Right, yes.
And then sometimes I would get off with my manager so he'd let me leave early. I was basically like a genie. Is that the type of genie you are?
Yeah, well, it's going to be moving forward. I didn't know that fake boobs are supernatural, but it completely makes sense. Yeah. They kind of are, right?
They're like natural, but super.
Yeah.
The super version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get me some of them?
It's like a superpower when you're a very young woman, yes.
Yes.
And a liability.
Can I just check, James? Are you going to get some fake tits?
Does this answer your question? Alakazam. Check these out. What do you think of them, Ed?
I wasn't expecting them to be that colour.
I need to go home early. Come here.
You see?
It works.
It's a lot easier than an honest day's graft.
Yeah, it really is. Well done, James.
What was the best dish on the Hooters menu?
Well, I still really love, and I'm trying to be pretty vegetarian, but I love, 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 love buffalo chicken.
Oh, yes.
My favorite thing in life is like lightly breaded, very saucy, like Frank's Red Hot wing sauce, buffalo, true buffalo chicken dipped in ranch or blue cheese with carrots and celery on the side.
Yes.
And Hooters has good chicken. They really do. You know, and they actually have grilled chicken too if you don't want to have... Uh-huh. I had like a brief period of where I wouldn't eat the buffalo chicken, but I'd eat little portion cups of like coleslaw and baked beans. And then, but I would treat myself. Sometimes I'd do grilled chicken and dip that in buffalo sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Just as good, really.
Buffalo.
Now, I've heard this about the Hooters chicken wings, that they're supposed to be good. Mm. But I always assumed it was like when people say they only read porn for the articles.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, I only go to Hooters for the wings.
Yes.
They're going there for the Hooters, right?
Mm. Yeah.
I mean,
right.
There's no one going in there and ordering the wings and then covering their eyes for the whole meal.
Well, kids go in. Like, it is a family restaurant because it's right by all the sports complexes. So kids eat free on weekends. It is a family restaurant. I would go there. So now I find, we don't get your boobs like out.
Yeah, no, I know. But yeah, you know, that's very much the driving sort of.
No, when you look at Hooters waitresses, they kind of look like cheerleaders. And those are all at football games and things in America. So
maybe just the name is just a little bit too on the nose.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe the name gives it the bad reputation.
Yeah, the name.
Huh?
Your whole ass is out. More than your boobs, your entire ass is out. Because you wear these like orange shorts pulled right up.
Yeah.
And I mean, that to me,
So they should have called it buns.
Yeah.
Buns. And then that like works on two levels.
Yes.
So the kids eat free at buns. It makes kind of sense. Because the kids wouldn't even be thinking about that, right?
Yeah. There's still a Hooters in the UK in Nottingham, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't there? He says.
It's opposite the hotel where the Glee Club put you up if you do a weekend there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's opposite, and sometimes you're hungry.
Sometimes you're hungry.
Yeah.
But the chicken's really good.
Yeah. Do you like the wings there?
I've genuinely never been to Hooters or had the wings there.
They're pretty good.
But I like wings.
You can have them naked, and that is not breaded.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have them breaded. I prefer naked. I just really do, because the breading, stodgy. I like it in a buffalo-like piece of chicken. I like it breaded. But the wing, I like naked wings with lots of sauce, I think. And they are great. I mean, I have nothing bad to say about Hooters.
No,
that's
we're trying to get you to say bad stuff about them. It's completely,
No, but I think a lot of people would assume that I would denounce, the patriarchal women are for decoration. I'm like, yeah, but whatever. I had a nice time.
The name is the only issue, right? We need to switch it around to buns.
I like your counter argument though. Yeah, but whatever. I had a nice time there.
Yeah, but whatever.
People go on about the patriarchy and stuff, but yeah, but whatever. I had a nice time there. So, you're saying that you try and eat more veggie now. I mean, we don't want any spoilers to the menu, but are we not going down a Hooters route with this menu?
A Hooter-Rooter?
Well,
thank you, Ed.
No problem.
Ooh, I do like chicken and fish, and I like cheese, so I would include those things, unfortunately, because you're a genie.
Yes.
This is a dream menu, and so I definitely never eat beef or pork or shellfish.
Right. Why not shellfish?
Because I dated someone Jewish, and then out of respect, I was like, oh, yeah, so I'll be kosher too then.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sort of thought, oh, it is kind of gross to eat shellfish. Mm-hmm. It's kind of to me now, I mean, I don't want to ruin it for anyone. They're like bottom feeders, though, aren't they?
Yes.
And I started thinking, bleh. And then I just never ate it again. I just stayed that way.
So a lot of people would not eat meat or fish out of respect for the animal, but you don't eat shellfish out of disrespect for shellfish.
Yeah, they're gross little dweebs.
Yeah.
I hate those bastards.
Little bottom feeders going into Hooters and loving it.
It's not as though
they would go to Hooters, wouldn't they?
They would love it. A bunch of
prawns or waddling.
A bunch of prawns sitting at the table. Hey, had it.
They would. They would. That is such a clientele. If it was like a SpongeBob episode.
Yeah.
Just crabs and prawns. No, I mean, I'm not into it. But it's not as though before I dated him, I was kicking back, eating lobster.
Yeah.
I wasn't, shellfish has never been a big part of my life.
If you had to eat any character from SpongeBob, who would you eat?
Oh my gosh. I don't even know what they all are. So there's that little anemone one, right? What's that called?
I've not really seen a lot of... I know that one of them is a sponge.
Correct.
Yeah, yes. And I wouldn't eat a sponge. I could think I'd eat his home. I'd eat the pineapple.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, clever. Yeah, there you go. That's good.
He'd eat the pineapple. But then SpongeBob's homeless.
Oh, well. You know what? That pineapple was going to decompose in the sea at some stage. Do you know what I mean?
It's probably an unrealistic home.
You?
Never eaten a starfish before. Are they edible?
Spiky, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't feel that like they're edible.
Squidward? I like squid.
Squid's nice.
So I'll probably eat Squidward. And he's quite grumpy and stuff, so wouldn't feel bad about it. As I feel bad about making SpongeBob homeless, he's very chipper.
Sorry.
But Squidward, I'd be like, yeah, he shouldn't have been so mean to everyone and so grumpy,
Fair.
You think that's it, is it? If the animal's grumpy, you're allowed to eat it?
Yeah, if you knew.
You'd eat eel.
Oh,
well, he's not grumpy, he's depressed.
People eat donkey.
Do they?
I don't know.
Oh, they probably do.
I feel like, yeah.
An eel, I've seen people eat eel.
Eel. Sorry, I thought you were saying eel again.
From Winnie the Pooh?
Yes.
Oh,
I said eel.
Ed said eel. You said eel, but then you told us you've seen people eat eel, and we were talking about eel, and we're like, you've seen people eat eel?
Oh.
That's what happened in our heads there, was that
this is why
you have seen people eat the Winnie the Pooh character eel.
This is why people with accents shouldn't mix. It's too dangerous.
Yeah, no, That could have been a huge misunderstanding. That could have led to some awful situations.
Yeah.
I've never really understood exactly what the kosher diet was, but now I can think of it as don't eat any animals that might visit Hooters.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
The perfect way to imagine
it. You can imagine it.
And they have another good one. So in the Torah, it says, don't boil a calf in its mother's milk, which I take to be a euphemism for, like, don't take the piss. You know, like, don't boil a calf in its mother's milk. Like, don't be that much of an asshole.
Come on, yeah.
But that is why they don't put meat and cheese together. Like, they wouldn't have a cheeseburger.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't mix dairy and meat. And I love that.
You'd be a psychopath to boil a calf in its mother's milk.
A cheeseburger's like a Nazi scientist move. Like, it's awful.
Mm.
Right?
Now I think about it. Yeah, I haven't really thought about that before.
So rude.
But imagine
there's
that.
A Japanese dish where you have, like, chicken and egg in the same bowl, and it's called mother and child.
And you love Japan, don't you?
I love Japan. I think if you're going to do it, you may as well lead into it, right?
Oh, God.
Mother and child and a side of best friends. Horrible. So we always start with still or sparkling water, Catherine, as in any restaurant. Do you have a preference?
I love still water.
Love it. Well, I don't think we've had
anyone that enthusiastic
a love
about.
Before love. For the water course.
Yeah.
Why do you, you're speaking very much like you love it. Why do you love it?
I just think water is the most delicious thing. Oh, it just makes you so happy and so well. Water makes everyone alive and well.
Yeah.
I really like the taste of it. Mm-hmm. And I associate it with it like being fresh and clean. And then sparkling water, I don't like it. I think, who do you think you are? When someone's having sparkling water, I'm like, all right. And you go certain places like Germany and water is sparkling water.
Mm.
So if you order water there, they do not bring you still water.
What?
A bunch of my friends married ice hockey players and moved to either like Finland or Germany or Norway or whatever.
I love the throwaway details in Catherine's stories. Yeah. A bunch of my friends married ice hockey players. Yeah.
Well, because I'm from Canada.
That's a Canadian story as old as time.
Yeah,
right?
It is. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. It really is. And if they aren't drafted by the NHL, then they go and they play like league hockey professionally in Europe, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I would go visit them, and you cannot get still water there, I swear.
You just can't get it.
No, it's just sparkling. And I don't know what happened.
Do they have
there.
To play, when they move to the country, do they have to play ice hockey on frozen sparkling water?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Fizzy ice.
Yeah.
Old fizzy ice, all getting all bubbly under their skates.
Yeah, and it makes me upset and I don't like it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that seems like a very odd move to be like, okay, we're going to make the default water the one that's a bit of more of an acquired taste, really.
The default
bit more
one.
Going on there, it's a bit busier.
If you give it to a kid, they say it's spicy. Like carbonated anything, if you give it to a kid, they go, ugh, spicy. Like they don't like it. They think it's too, spice.
Yeah, it's too much for a soft mouth, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, abrasive.
Oh, the other day I played football for the first time in months. And at halftime, I had some water and exclaimed to my fellow teammates that it was an elixir and how lovely it was.
Mm-hmm.
And have you been invited back to play football again?
Yeah, I mean, I assume they're never playing again, right?
Is this comedians football?
Yeah, a bunch of comics, yeah.
I sent my husband to that.
Yes.
And he has he used to play American football and he has one torn ACL that has been operated on dozens of times and like, whatever, that knee is over. Uh-huh. And on his first day of comedians football, he tore the other ACL. Oh. I know.
Oh, man.
So now he's useless to me.
That's what happens if you play and you're not a comedian.
Yeah.
The comedy gods strike you down.
Well, I think he was going balls to the walls. He was really
trying to
doing well. He got like 3 goals before he did it and he was really enjoying it. And he never does anything just a bit.
Yes.
He was like playing as hard as he could and then over.
No. What was the mood like when he got home? Was he?
He was genuinely sad. Like I thought he was going to cry.
Oh no.
Pop-a-dums or bread? Pop-a-dums or bread, Catherine?
Pop-a-dums.
That was a big swing from James because you're about to take a sip out of a can.
Yeah, I know, but I'm ready for anything.
Very badly,
I didn't know that. I only realized it in the last minute. I was I'm about to get vanilla Coke all over me.
Listen, I'm cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, you are.
You really,
I was pretty sure that you wouldn't react.
Yeah.
Whether you knew that I was going to shout it or not, I was like,
no, I'm good.
Can't get caffeine.
My takeaway from Diet Vanilla Coke is I don't like it.
You're not enjoying it. You said it was quite nice at the start.
At one sip, and then
that is what it's like.
I felt a bit sick, and I thought, I'm going to have some Diet Coke, but I didn't really realize it was vanilla. And then I thought, oh, well, it's vanilla, but that might be nice. No.
I don't mind it, but I think a whole can is too much.
Yes.
I think you just need a little taste.
I don't know how recently you've been to America. Every like a fast food place has this big machine where you pour your own fizzy drink or water iced tea or whatever. And it's a touch screen. And let's say first it just has, let's say it has like all the Pepsi and Coke products and Sprite and 7-Up or whatever. You click touch one on the touch screen and then all these flavors come up. It will genuinely say, do you want strawberry Coke, cherry Coke, lime Coke, lemon Coke, orange Coke, chocolate Coke, vanilla Coke, like all these weird, and this, it's just like a rabbit hole of flavors.
Are Oompa Loompas working at this place?
They could. They're in the machine. I mean, it's an absolute wonderland.
Oh, it sounds so good. I've been thinking a lot about Willy Wonka lately.
Why?
My girlfriend texted me this week saying,
his girlfriend runs a chocolate factory.
Yes, so I'm stuck in the chocolate factory. Can you come and get me out, please? No, she said, I reckon any food, no matter how much you like it, if you imagine a massive version of it, it's disgusting. That's what she texted me.
Weird.
And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, well, imagine the same.
I mean, quick pause to say you're absolutely made for each other.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly what you'd text someone else.
Yeah. But when you're on the receiving end of it, it's not as fun, is it? Like, what are you talking about? And I was like, what do you mean? And she was saying, like, yeah, you imagine a normal portion of lasagna and now imagine a football pitch of lasagna. It's disgusting. I was like, yeah, that's why they don't serve it like that. But anyway, that was the conversation we had. And I said, what about the chocolate river in Willy Wonka, though? And she was like, okay, maybe that's the exception because that does look pretty delicious.
Was this a row?
No. that's the way I argue with the lady. Just about food. And then eventually we resolve it by Willy Wonka chat.
I don't agree with the premise. I think football pitch lasagna sounds great.
Mm.
I can imagine like the whole stadium all digging in.
Everyone eating the lasagna?
I used to love reading the Guinness Book of Records and I'd flip straight to the food bit and look for the pictures of like the world's longest sandwich and stuff.
Oh, isn't it funny?
I was such a fat boy.
He'd rush to it.
But isn't it great before we had devices and things? Yeah. Your parents would get you the Guinness Book of World Records for Christmas and you'd like gather around. I would do that with my sisters too and read it. And you didn't read it all in one go. You'd be like, what are the longest fingernails today?
Oh, longest fingernails.
I loved that.
Always, longest fingernails. There was always a big picture for the guy with the long fingernails.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Disgusting. Mm-hmm. Proper, the longest fingernails one. That's why everyone knows about it, because it's absolutely gross. Yeah. And you'd look at that picture, be like, how is that person even living a life?
Well, they're not. They're basically working on the fingernails all day, aren't they?
They're sitting there growing their fingernails. It was like horrible, like all curled over, but like going on forever. Like you couldn't do anything with that hand.
And what a prick. It's basically an advertisement for like, I don't even dress myself. Like,
I have
servants, dressing. Basically. Like, you can't do anything. I'm with your girlfriend, James. I think she's absolutely right. Yeah. And it's sort of the same logic as hair on your head is really beautiful, but as soon as you cut it off and it's hair on the floor or hair found anywhere, it's sickening.
Sure. Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's to do with the uncanny, though, isn't it? That's is a Freudian thing, that it represents decay and death.
Really?
Yeah, that hair... disembodied, and same with teeth and anything like that, it represents decay. So it's like it digs into a part of your brain that you don't explore a lot.
Oh no, I like teeth. I have loads of teeth that I've saved.
Okay, there's some exceptions.
What? Save loads of teeth?
Yep. So I had 3 wisdom teeth out last year because they just for some reason started going crazy and growing like sideways. And I kept all those because they're so cool looking. And any teeth my daughter has lost, I've kept. So I have all of our teeth in a box. And her teeth are cute. They're like these little white baby teeth that she lost. I have bits of her hair. That doesn't disgust me either. I don't know. But other people's, I don't think teeth would ever disgust me. If I found a tooth, I would keep it.
You'd always keep a tooth if you found it, no matter whose it was.
Sure.
Just keep the tooth.
Yeah. Make a necklace.
Mm. But you're disgusted by prawns.
Yeah.
You said poppadoms earlier, and we've just talked about teeth for a long time. Yeah,
so I love poppadoms. Love them. Yes. Love pop chips, the snack. That's sort of a cross between a crisp and a rice cake.
Yes.
Met the man who started pop chips in a swimming pool at the Four Seasons.
What a celeb story.
Yeah.
What a line to drop on you in the swimming pool. You know, I started pop chips.
Really? But he's telling the truth because of the Four Seasons. And then there's a celebrity that owns it too. Is it Ashton Kutcher and this guy?
Really? Own pop chips?
Yeah. Or Justin Timberlake maybe. It is a celebrity.
Yeah, who said this?
Benito, can you? Yeah, thank you.
Pop chips have sponsored us before, haven't they?
Pop chips sponsored
us. Really?
Yeah.
And we got 2 massive boxes of pop chips each delivered to our home. And the last, I mean, that was like a year ago.
Yeah.
And the last of which, the last bag has only just left my cupboard this week.
Well, I love like anything rice based, but I hate bread. I have very controversial opinions about bread.
Go for it.
Yeah, let's hear these.
Well, I've never eaten bread in my life.
What?
Yeah.
James? James?
Yes?
You're going to want to be in this conversation.
Sorry, right? I'm reading the Wikipedia for pop chips.
I've never eaten bread in my life.
What?
I hate bread. I think it looks sick. And I don't eat it. And I don't eat pizza. And I don't eat anything like bread family. I don't eat donuts. If I deem something to be bread family, it makes me feel sick in my throat to look at it.
Why? Well, what makes you feel sick about it?
I don't know. I think it looks like if someone was washing up with a sponge and then they took a bite out of it. I feel like bread isn't food.
And that's consistent with your opinion on who you'd eat from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So
yeah, you wouldn't eat SpongeBob.
He's just a big lump of bread.
He's a big lump of bread.
I just don't like bread. And I think it's because there is celiac, genuine celiac in my family. Uh-huh. I know some people are like, they don't eat gluten because they don't want to, but my family will actually like shit themselves in public if they eat it.
Yeah.
And I don't have celiac. Yeah. But because when I grew up, my littlest sister had very severe celiac and it was undiagnosed. So she got like really skinny and it was a problem when she was like a baby. She waited 11 months, which she waited at 4 months. Celiac can be serious.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we didn't have any bread or anything in the house. So I just didn't really know what it was. And then I'd see it at other people's houses and be like, "Ugh, what's that?" And I just never had it.
What's that?
Yeah, I'd be like, why are they eating
this
that?
This is bread.
Like, but we didn't even, back then.
That weird girl can't come over again. She pointed at the bread and said, what's that?
But back then, we didn't even have gluten-free bread in a small town. Yeah, like, you just didn't. And then I always felt it looked like, if someone's eating a sandwich, I feel like it looks like the sandwich has packaging and people are eating the packaging as well. Like the bread to me is packaging. And I hate that it is at restaurants. It's ubiquitous. That's the other thing that bothers me about bread. Everywhere you go, you say, is there food? And they go, yeah. No, there's bread. There's croissants and pain chocolat, all these things I won't eat. There's no food. There's just bread.
The pastry is also
it extends
involved.
To croissants.
Yeah, I've never had that. I hate the look of it. The smell of it. If I walk by a Subway restaurant, I have to run. Like, I think it's so gross.
Yeah,
the
Subway.
Yeah.
And they even say that you shouldn't give it to ducks. They try to, there are all these campaigns saying you have to feed ducks seeds because the bread is exploding all these
puffs
ducks.
Up, puffs up in their tummy.
Yeah, yeah, it's not good for the ducks.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not a healthy person. Like I eat loads of cheese and I'll drink loads of wine and like I've really gained a lot of weight this year just from like just having wine every day.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm not healthy, but I hate bread.
I can't imagine that. I can't imagine not liking the smell of a freshly baked croissant.
Yeah, people who actually are encouraged to bake bread and make their house smell like freshly baked bread in order to
sell their house. But now you know, if you're trying to sell your house to Catherine Ryan, if you do that, she's not even coming through the front door.
Yeah, that's it. You just lost the sale.
Yeah, there's something about it.
Can you go to France ever?
I've been to France.
It stinks of bread, the whole place.
Yeah. I think the cheese kind of overpowers the bread, the places I went.
True. Yeah.
And I was outside a lot
when
I was there. I was walking around.
So do you like a really stinky cheese?
No.
No.
Okay, I like
that's fair enough. That's consistent.
I'll eat gluten though. Like I'll eat cake, and sometimes I like biscuits.
Hold on,
why haven't you put cake? Cake should be in the bread family.
Yeah,
it is.
I assume cake was bread family.
But we're finding holes here.
No, do you know what? Kids like sugar though. I think wherever I went that I saw cake, I was like, yeah, I'll have that, and it was good. But like bread and you know what other things like
I believe pan au chocolat made the list of things you don't like in the bread family.
Trust me,
and yet you're eating cakes willy-nilly.
Well, let's find out what the ingredients are, because there's something, I'll tell you this, something about donuts, pan au chocolat, croissants, pastries, pie, all that has something that cake hasn't got. There's something in it that's gross, and it might be yeast or something.
Yeast, yeah.
Yeah, maybe yeast.
But is yeast in...
But yeast might...
Pan au chocolat and stuff?
It must be like...
Just a lot of butter, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Is it?
Butter and pastry.
Yeah.
Croissant, common ingredients. Butter, egg, sugar, milk, flour, baker's yeast.
Ah, see, it's a yeast thing.
Uh-oh.
Everyone here is walking around eating thrush, not me.
That's what it is. Reminds you of thrush.
And let me tell you who's never in her life had thrush. Me.
Yeah?
Never. Once. I don't even understand what it's like. I've like seen the adverts. I'm not interested.
Hey, we're learning a lot about you. Never had bread. Never had thrush.
Coincidence? I think
doesn't
not.
Doesn't sound like a coincidence. No. Now that we've drilled down into all the why what you don't like about things, that actually cake makes the list because it doesn't have yeast in it. It's basically yeast that you don't like.
Okay. So if there's a yeast-free bread, I'll have a go.
Are you only choosing poppadoms because you hate bread so much?
Yes.
So you don't really have much to say about poppadoms. There's not really much that you love about them. You just hate bread so much.
If that's the choice.
The poppadoms by default of one.
I like any vessel that will give me a condiment. So poppadom fits in that category. I realized I don't even really like nachos, but I really love salsa and jalapenos and cheese and guacamole. And I don't even like chips if there's no vinegar and salt about, or even hot sauce I'd take on a chip. I really love condiments. So like a poppadom, I'd probably put like Philadelphia garlic and herb cream cheese on that. Be real controversial.
Yeah, that is controversial. But I'm happy with that.
Make sure we include that detail.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
You like Philadelphia cream cheese with garlic and herb.
Love it.
On the poppadoms.
And like boursin, you know that cheese?
Yeah.
That's a great cheese.
That is a good cheese, actually. I don't mind. See, I'm comfortable talking about cheese at this course of the menu. If you've got cheese loaded up later down the line in this menu, i.e. dessert, and don't let me know now, don't hint or anything, but I will flip out. But I'm happy to have a normal cheese chat with you now.
He does flip out.
I'm with you on your cheese board thing. Don't worry.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Or if I could not have poppadoms and I could just be like in America and have a thin, thin white corn chip and salsa.
Okay.
Yeah, we can
like
do that.
Pico de gallo, I'd have that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can do that. Thanks. Totally. Yeah. Thanks.
Completely do that. I like it when people sub in similar things for this.
Oh, really?
This
okay.
Yeah, there'll be some people online getting upset about it, but you know.
The corn chips here need a lot of work.
Go on.
So they're either bread, so they will sometimes take a tortilla and use like a pizza cutter to cut it into four and deep fry that tortilla. That is wheat. Like that is not that's the most disappointing when you order nachos from somewhere. No.
And they use a flour tortilla.
Yeah. I hate that. And they deep fry it. No. And then the corn chips that you get are like thick and yellow and small in America. And there are not many things that I like about America, but their respect for Tex-Mex. I love. So it'd be like a big, white, thin, crispy corn chip. And it's just like not too salty, not too thick. So you're not getting like, you know, stodged down by these chips. And then you can put so much salsa on them and they don't break. They might break, but if you're careful, if you get a technique.
You want to load them up.
Yeah.
You almost want something that's barely there just so you can load with you want a ghost chip, really, don't you?
I want a spoon.
Yeah. You want a spoon that you can just snap off.
Yeah. Nice, I think of you guys all the time. And listen, I think this is a good time to bring out one of my two gifts that I brought. While we're discussing tortillas and poppadoms and corn chips and all that, I brought you something that I found in this country that is my favorite crisp from Canada.
Oh.
And it's a bit controversial. I found a Pringles version of my favorite crisp. It's dill pickle.
A
gherkin. And it's going to be so good.
Oh, that is amazing.
So I was early because I was coming from something else. I walked around until I found these. So please try one and tell me if you like it.
I love the packaging. It's a little pot of dill pickle with a Pringle sticking in it. And the Pringle is wearing a scuba mask. it's about to jump in. And it's called Screaming Dill Pickle. And there's no G on the screaming. Screaming.
That's delicious.
Dill pickle, so extraordinary flavor without a U in it.
They're so dilly. And I will say, the Lay's version, which is our Walkers, is even better. But this is all I could get. Yeah, you're screaming. You're screaming dill.
It's tasting exactly what it says like it's going to taste like. Yeah. I'm not used to that in life.
No. That's great.
They are
Thank
great.
Thank you, Catherine.
Benito?
I'm a real crisp man.
Catherine, I love them.
Yeah. They're great, right?
Absolutely love them.
They're salt and vinegar, but like with dill and a tang.
Oh, with an added tang.
And sometimes this country, you'll get me because you'll be like, oh, dill, but it isn't. It isn't dill pickle.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in a deli.
When I go home to Canada, I eat so many of these that I burn all the taste buds off my tongue and I just have a real smooth tongue. like a
dill pickle.
Like the roof of my mouth and my tongue are twins.
Amazing.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it. And then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
That leads us into your starter, I think.
So if I'm out, oh my gosh, so many starters that I love, and I'm at, you know, the point in my life where I don't care what people think. So I never feel pressure from other people at the table to be like, oh, are you having a starter? Are you a main? Sometimes I'll just order like four starters and I'll just have those instead of a main, or I'll share with people if I can't decide. But starters are my favorite. I love starters more than mains.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
And
it's a big start.
I love starters. Absolutely.
Starters are delicious. I love a French onion soup. If there's a soup, I'm always hoping, please say it's French onion soup. And if they do, even though this is a big swerve, there's bread in French onion soup.
Yeah.
There's something about it being like wet and almost disappearing. I will have a few little corners of that wet bread.
Because it's been soaked.
I don't know. I don't understand it.
It's more adding texture to the soup than it is a piece of bread.
But it confirms I'm definitely not allergic to bread. Yeah. Anyway, love a French onion soup. I love, like, you know, broth and cheese and onion. I love any soup. I arrived here today eating a soup.
You did.
I really love any sort of like raw fish starter, like a tuna tataki. I don't think I'll have a salad for a starter, but I do really like salads. But I like big American salads that are mains. American salads that have like egg and buffalo chicken and cheese and things in them.
Yeah. That have like another meal in them.
Yeah, like salads that are bad for you.
Yeah, when you order a salad in America and you're like, I'll be healthy, I'll have a salad for lunch, and then it comes and you're like, this is way worse than having a burger.
Because
they just pack it. I had like I can't remember the name of the salad, but it was like the lettuce, it was like a bed of lettuce, just iceberg lettuce, and then on a huge plate, and then just stripes of all the different ingredients. So just egg, bacon, blue cheese.
You had a Cobb salad.
So yeah, I had a Cobb salad, exactly.
That's what you had?
And it was delicious.
Yeah. And do you just roll all that stuff up into like a big, big like lettuce taco?
I think the idea was that you maybe mix it all up, but I was, quite sort of ordered about the whole thing and just ate it stripe by stripe.
So, you love starters, as do I. And it's my favourite course, Ed. I always think this like their mini main courses.
That's what I say. That's how I feel about it. People know me for that catchphrase.
Personally, that's how I feel about it. Old Captain Sweet Tooth over there wouldn't know what we're talking about. But so if you got to narrow it down to your dream start, this is quite hard for you because you'd normally have a load of different ones.
Yeah. Well, I think it would be like tuna tartare.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Because it's nice. It's small. It's like really, really delicious always. I've never had one that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And when they like chop it up really fine and then presentation is everything with mm-hmm. that. When they put it in the little mold so that it comes out just in a little cylinder like a hockey puck.
It's very satisfying.
Yeah, it does feel good. Thing. Although it does also remind me of, you know, like in old films or cartoons. In cartoons when they're like, you know, feeding a cat or a dog and they turn the tin upside down and it comes like...
Oh, James! Now I can't have it. Wait.
Like all jellied around the outside.
Yeah.
I'm going to change it anyway. Let me tell you why. Because now I get to incorporate potato. So I love when they have little potato latkes. And then a little smoked salmon on top with a little bit of cream and dill.
Yeah.
And they'll do like a little starter of four of those.
Mm.
Smoked salmon, potato latke, and cream.
Yeah, that does sound very nice. Is there a place you've had the best one of them?
Yes, they make that at the Four Seasons in Toronto, but I'm not sure if they make it.
This is where you meant the pop chips. Right?
I really like the Four Seasons, and I'll tell you why. Because some hotels really hate kids.
I've met your daughter, she's more grown up than any of us sat around this table.
Oh my gosh, you should see her now. You haven't even seen her in years.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the memory I'm mainly thinking of is like in Melbourne, so this is probably 4 or 5 years ago when you had a like an Easter party in your hotel room, and we all went. And you had ordered champagne, but it hadn't arrived yet. So Violet was like, I'll deal with this. And went over. And I can't remember how old she would have been at that time, but she rang them up. And just hearing her side of the conversation was amazing. She was like, hello, yes, we've ordered some champagne and it's not arrived. Okay, it's just that we're having a party. And it was such a great... It's just that we're having a party, I'm afraid. Okay, well, yes, do that, please. Thank you. And just being allowed to do that.
She loves, like, phone calls and admin.
Oh, she nailed it.
You should see her now. Like, yeah, that was a long time. She would have been 5.
Yeah,
5 or 6.
I was there watching it as a supposed adult man, thinking if I was doing this phone call, I'd be like, "I'm so sorry. I know you've probably got it on the way or something." Like, I'm just wondering where the champagne is. Oh, Joe, we don't deserve it. I'm sorry.
We don't deserve it. Why? That's so funny. We were doing like guess the word. What's that called? What do you call it?
Articulate.
Yeah.
Articulate.
Is that
yes.
it? And she goes, it was the stupidest thing. I might be the only one who thinks it's funny, but I thought it was so on the nose, like such a weird thing. She goes, Miss, it literally stinks in here. I was like, what? And she goes, yeah, mommy, come on. Miss, it literally stinks in here. And I was like, I don't know what that is. And she was like, it's a chav, mom. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, number one, I don't think we say chav anymore. And number two, miss, it literally stinks in here.
How has she connected those?
Because she's like, because mom, like you have a roadman and like men can be roadman, but like girls, she's like learning about teenagers and she's like, but girls can be chavs and what they say at school is.
Miss, it literally stinks in here.
Miss, it literally stinks in here. Is that a fit?
I don't know.
Just that catchphrase is Miss, it literally stinks in here.
Miss, it literally stinks in here. That was her impression. And I think kids are saying jav again. I think it's back.
They started saying it again.
I don't know. Listen, I'm just saying it's
hold
really...
on, was this you weren't playing the official board game Articulate and that was on the card.
No, that wouldn't have been on
no,
the
we
card.
Pick our own
you
words.
You pick your own ones.
We're playing at
big reflection. It's a massive reflection on Violet, this whole thing. She picked that word and that was a weird impression she did.
And I was like, can girls be roadmen? And she was like, oh, no, mom.
What's roadmen?
A roadman. Well, it started actually this whole chat. We were watching 24 Hours in Police Custody, which I truly recommend 2 episodes.
Oh,
of
it's great. Yeah.
And she, at the first scene, she was like, what was that they found in the woods? A Puma hoodie? Roadman. And I was like, what? And she was like, he's a drug dealer, roadman. That's why he died. 3 minutes into the show. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she just teaches me about.
Was she right?
She was. You know, not that a roadman deserves violence or anything, but he was a roadman, yes.
I don't really understand what roadman is. It a drug dealer?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they want to change that name. It sounds too much like someone who'd work on a road.
Yeah, they should change it to drugs man.
Yeah,
drugs
just laying down some tarmac.
Well, they want to make it a little mysterious for people like us who go, what do you mean you're hanging out with a roadman? Sure. But my point is, the Four Seasons.
Oh, yes.
Welcome Violet with open arms. They're so nice to kids. If you are someone in a family and you want to travel, Four Seasons is a bit expensive compared to some of the others, but it is worth it. And you know you'll be safe, and you know every single time they're just going to go out of their way to be nice to your kids.
and you get good food there, and you meet the guy who invented pop chips.
If the guy who invented pop chips goes there, you know it's good.
Do you know who I've met there? J-Lo, Tina Fey, Mel Gibson, the guy...
And yet you led with the guy who invented pop chips.
Yeah, I've also met Hollywood A-list celebrities, but...
Rosie O'Donnell. I've meeten every one of the Four Seasons. The Four Seasons is the place to be. Shaquille O'Neal.
Wow.
Right.
They do
now
a brunch.
I kind of understand why the pop chips guy is going around listing his credentials in the pool.
Yeah.
Because he must feel very inferior with all these celebs walking around. And he's like, I invented pop chips.
Well, that's how he got all those celebrity backers, by going to the Four Seasons.
This
yeah.
is it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The next time you guys are in LA on a Sunday, this is very, very podcast related. Mm. On a Sunday at the Doheny Four Seasons in LA, probably at the other one as well, they do this Sunday brunch that is off the wall. And it's a buffet, but it's not like a tacky buffet. They have everything in the world. And it's so amazing.
My mouth tastes so much like screaming dill pickle. And I am not complaining about it. Your main course.
So the food that I love best. I really like Eastern food a lot. Like, I really, really love ramen, and I like a stir fry.
Sorry. Eastern.
What do you think I said?
Easter. I thought you were talking about chocolate.
Easter food.
I was like, yeah, I love Easter food.
Here we are again. This is Eel and Eeyore all over again. That is a difficult sentence to say. Eel and Eeyore all over again.
I will enunciate for your podcast. I really love, like, a Thai green curry with chicken, unfortunately, because I'm still eating chicken.
You would always choose Thai green curry over Thai red curry?
Yes.
Interesting.
I think I'm coming around to green curry.
Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah. I think I was always a red curry guy because just that masculinity of going for the red because it looks like the spiciest.
That was why?
I think so, probably.
Big man.
Well, no, because I love green curry.
But spicy things are green, like you can have green chilies and jalapenos.
I was an idiot.
Sorry, Ed. Yeah.
I love green curry. So that's not necessarily your choice, though, is it? Because you're just saying you like that sort of thing. Ramen as well, you mentioned.
I really love ramen. Mm. I really like soups and I really like noodles. I'll tell you what my dream meal is, and I'll never have it again. So I'm going to put this on. I don't even know what it's called. So when I went to university in Toronto, believe it or not, slightly educated, there was a family restaurant called Salad King, and they were a Thai restaurant right behind my school, and they made this noodle dish. It was a bit like pad Thai, but the noodles they were using were those thin glass vermicelli noodles, but something about it was so good. It was really spicy, and it wasn't too saucy, and it wasn't heavy like a pad Thai can be sometimes. And I don't even know what it was called, but it was the thing. And there was just enough sauce. And that was back when, like, I was poor. So I would eat kind of half of it with my girlfriends. Do you remember, was there ever a time in your life, or do you still do this now, where you, like, take box food up home and take it and have it for lunch the next day? I don't have that discipline now. I just don't. I'll just eat everything right away.
Yeah, I just eat everything straight away.
Or I'll be like, I'll take it. You know, but I would eat a quarter or a half of this delicious, like, Thai noodle dish. And it had, like, chilies and, like, shaved carrots and lemongrass and ginger and, like, soy. It was just so good. Kind of a peanut sauce in it. It's genuinely the best thing. And maybe because I was so hungry all the time back then, it made it even better.
Does sound good.
But I just, like, carried my fake tits down there, and I would get that.
you carried them separately?
Oh, yeah, in a handbag. I didn't need them until I got to work.
I'm looking at the Salad King menu.
No, here. Are they still a restaurant?
Still a
Turn
restaurant.
Turn that around, Benito,
still
please.
A restaurant. Siam noodles. Ring any bells? The Siam noodles sounds like it could be that. Rice noodles, carrot, green onion, bean sprout, and egg in a sauce made from peanuts and coconut milk.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I think that's it. Let me, like, walk over there for 1 second.
It's a veggie one, a chicken one, and a shrimp one.
Ah, by Ryerson University. This is it. I think it was Bangkok stir fry. That is what's ringing a bell with me. Bangkok stir fry.
Broccoli.
Plus, I was so, like, you know, like, white from a small town when I first moved to Toronto. So Siam noodles, I might have been like, what? But Bangkok stir fry. I think I went by and it seemed closed or something like years ago. And then I assumed it was out of my life. Oh, it makes me so mad that I could have had it. Okay, well, that is genuinely my dream thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go and I'm going to confirm. And I will get back to the podcast and let you know which one it was. I would put money on it being Bangkok stir fry.
So bean vermicelli is also known as cellophane noodles. or bean threads, or bean thread noodles.
Threads, yes.
Or a type of transparent noodle made from starch.
Sounds like it.
And you know what? This is why I would have loved it, because...
Is it those, like, crazy see-through ones?
Yeah.
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 That's the one. It was the Bangkok stir fry.
And that's the furthest thing from bread you can get in your life, is a see-through bean noodle.
Yeah. This feels like... I feel like we're kind of, like, on some sort of, like... daytime TV show like Oprah or something, and we just brought out a long lost friend that you haven't seen in ages, and
it was so good.
You're getting quite emotional, I feel.
Do you know what's going to disappoint me though, is if, because I'm not as hungry anymore as I always used to be, then I'll be like, oh, this is shit.
Yeah, you're going, you back know? And going, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
We come to your side dish now.
What? Okay.
It's quite exciting, you know. I mean, you've just been reunited with an old friend.
Yeah.
Well, keeping it old, my side dish would be poutine, which is controversial, but it's so delicious. And I just ate so much of it at Christmas because every time I go to Canada, I get chips and cheese and gravy. But it's a specific cheese that it's like cheese curds, which is a little bit kind of like a cross between mozzarella and halloumi. It's difficult to explain for British people who haven't had it, but it is not the same as northern chips and cheese and gravy. It's not.
Yes.
And then I pour vinegar on it, like white vinegar.
Oh, yeah? So is that common practice? Do other people do that?
I think they do. Not everyone, but we have like the best poutine, I would say, is from Smoke's Poutinerie in Canada, and I wish so much. But you know what? When I first moved here, I wished for Taco Bell. So I think if I wish hard enough for Smoke's Poutine, it will come. And
poutine hasn't, like, I feel like poutine is on the way to being like a trend here at some point.
Oh, please.
It's not had its moment yet, but I think it's, surely everything gets a moment.
Should
like
I open like a poutine thing?
I think you need to get ahead of the game and do
People go if it was your one as well.
Yeah.
Would they? Am I allowed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call it buns.
And I can make Bobby run it, buns, and I'll make him get his ass out as well.
Yeah, yeah. Bobby with his ass out.
Have with his ass seen out and his knees all strapped up. Hobbling around with big trays of poutine.
That's a great idea. Well, poutine is so good. And at Smokes, you can choose from this crazy board. You can put anything you want on it. Mm-hmm. Like people put like Montreal smoked meat and mustard on poutine. Some people put chicken on poutine, jalapenos. People put bacon on it. People do like... Yeah. All these crazy ingredients. I keep it very classic. And now you can do it vegan. Like you can have veggie gravy, which I always have, but I still have real cheese. Or you can have vegan cheese. Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is what I'm doing. I came here to catch up with you guys because I missed the hang. But now I have a business idea.
In America, I go poutine with brisket on it.
Yeah.
That's been really good. We had that when we went to New York. The first thing we ate.
Yeah.
Stopped at this place and had this, but it was weird because the chips, they weren't like chips, they were like roast potatoes.
Yeah, they were.
That's what I thought.
Let me say this. I hate nothing more than when someone tries to get fancy with poutine and they go and change it. And I hate to say this about the Four Seasons, but...
Oh, no.
They're like a bit posh, so they have this... They call it poutine on the menu, which they should be completely arrested for because they're like, oh, it's like a duck confit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what? Can I have poutine like without duck on it? And they're like, no. It's not poutine like you would normally know. It's like these skinny like frites. And then we put like this duck confit is like just a duck that's like marinated in juice for a while, and they put that on, and then they shave some weird cheese. And I was like, well then, Marcel, that isn't poutine, is it? Like, I hate that.
Your drink now we've always spoken about, you know, it's weird because like you said, you're the only person who said that like water is your favorite drink. You said that at the start of the episode, so it's gonna be interesting to know what you're...
You've also spoken about wine.
So wine. So you don't like that vanilla Coke?
No, I don't. Water is my favorite drink. But like to reference one of your jokes, James, is like tipsy is my favorite state.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great routine. Classic routine.
Yeah. So I like water to drink, but I really like being a bit fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's difficult when you're eating as well, though. It's like, don't even bother drinking. It doesn't work.
Well, you just have to drink loads.
I can't do that. Like, what I would do is order like a real, it depends on the day, but I would, right now, I'm on to like nice cold Chardonnay, like a nice glass of like too big glass of white wine. And I would smash that like before the starter came and it would be lunchtime.
Yes.
I love drinking in the day.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I like white wine, because it's like a respectable middle-class mom's day drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you're like, I'll have a Jägerbomb, please, and the lunch special, they're like, what? But I also like gin and tonics, and I like vodka sodas. And I really love, if it was evening, let's say then, I would have like a Don Julio white tequila, lime, and soda.
Oh, wow. Lovely.
That's really nice. I don't that like yellow good. Tequila, but I like white.
Right. That sounds funny. I quite like one of those now. No, you said I quite like a tequila, lime, and soda.
And you can have a little chili in it as well. That's really nice. Like get a green chili and a green lime. Mm.
Oh, I love this. Is there a certain place that you've had this? Or do you make them yourself at home?
Oh, I make them at home. I have like a whole drinks fridge and it is popping. But you can get it anywhere. Like,
hold on, you got a drinks fridge?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the drinks fridge, please.
Yeah, I want to. My mind's been open to... my fridge is like normal size.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people with some pretty impressive fridges recently.
Have you? I have.
What? I've seen like people doing like tours of their houses and showing like their fridge and stuff.
Who?
There was one of the Kardashians did it recently.
Oh, yeah.
Did like a walkthrough of like... Yeah. Was it Kim Kardashian did a thing where she showed her fridge and it was just full of drinks and everyone was like, oh, she doesn't eat food. Was she showing that? She just has drinks. And then she's like, oh, no, that's not my... food fridge, and then she's got just got like a walk-in wardrobe sized fridge.
Yeah,
proper. Brilliant. Like she works in a restaurant.
That's my dream.
Yeah,
it's huge, exactly, fridge. Like a restaurant walk-in fridge. It's a really healthy. Oh, yeah. Fridge.
You're a big admirer of the Kardashians, right?
I mean, I admire anyone that everybody else hates.
Yeah.
And then I just think they're not hurting anyone, really. Uh-huh. Nobody really needs to be a billionaire. Fine. They're a bit vacuous. Fine. Uh-huh. But I like to relax, and when I watch the Kardashians, I see big delicious salads. Mm-hmm. Nice green teas and juices. I see tasteful interiors. I always am kind of fascinated by how their makeup's going to be and how their hair is going to be and what they're going to be wearing. And they're always doing things that look like beautiful. And there's some like, I don't know, aesthetic satisfaction out of that. The same way, I don't know, people probably get satisfaction out of watching a sport.
Yeah.
I don't tell people, oh, what's it matter? It's only a game. It's like, no, you like watching football and screaming at the telly, so do that. And then I really like seeing how Courtney's like done her wallpaper. I like it. Kardashians are great. So I don't have a fridge like that.
That's my dream, like to have a huge fridge.
Yeah. Although I used to work in kitchens and the walk-in fridge would never be very pleasant.
No.
Because they'd lock you in it and stuff.
We would lock each other in the fridge and the freezer, yeah. Well, you really, your dream is that you get someone in the walk-in freezer and then you lock that because you can't open that from the inside.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then they'd be like, oh, God, please. And that was a lot of fun. But no, the fridge was just smelly. Yeah. Miss, it literally smells in here. Whatever.
Literally stinks in here.
Yeah, that's what I'd say when I was in the walk-in
fridge. But you've got a drinks fridge and you've got a food fridge. You've got several fridges. See, that's good. I'd like that.
It just feels very adult to be like, hello, welcome to my home. Let's go over to the drinks fridge and like, what would you like? Oh, there's no wine left again. Whoops.
Are we going with the tequila, lime and soda with a bit of chili?
Yeah, that's the most...
that sounds delicious.
Interesting.
Refreshing, light, and it gets you fucked up.
Is there like a cocktail name for it, or is it just tequila, lime, and soda?
I think it's tequila, lime, and soda. Yeah.
Well, you can name it here officially, and people will listen to you as well, because we've just had word that Greg Davis, who's a previous episode, in his local curry house, he complained on the podcast that they've taken lime pickle off the normal condiments at the beginning, and you have to ask for it. And he texted me the other day to say he went in there and they've heard the podcast and they've now put lime pickle back on the menu and they call it Greg's Pickle.
Oh.
It says Greg's Pickle on the menu.
That's
so
really
if
cool.
You want to name that cocktail now,
it's some be menus that may forever. Take it up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what would you call it? Well, I think the reason that I drink it, so this might help with the name and perhaps we can workshop, is that I believe that like really clean white tequila doesn't give you a hangover.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And like then soda doesn't have like that many calories.
Mm-hmm.
And then lime's nice. It's spicy. I don't know.
I was going to say like something like good morning, but then that suggests you should drink it in the morning.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah,
that's quite
the good morning.
The
good morning is a great name, Ed.
The good morning. The good morning is a great name for it. We come to your dessert, Catherine. Very exciting for me. Always my favourite course.
Mm. I brought another present for dessert. This is my favourite dessert in Canada. Mm-mm. Again, it's a controversial one. Some people really dislike it. I love it. I don't know if it exists here,
okay,
but I found it.
Oh, if it's anything like the Screaming Dill Pickled Pringles, then we're...
It's Tootsie Rolls.
Yes! I've never had these before, but I've heard about them a lot on in films
rap
and
songs.
Stuff like that.
Let me see your Tootsie Roll. Cotton candy, sweetie, yo. Let me see your Tootsie Roll. That Tootsie Roll.
What are they referring to when they say that in rap songs?
I think it's the bum.
The butt.
It's normally the butt, right? In rap
this
songs.
Doesn't look like a butt, though.
No, it doesn't. It looks great. I think it's just... So you got to, like,
packaging,
twist.
The packaging is so classic. It makes me feel like I'm in a sitcom in the 50s.
It's very Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Coming back to that
I'm
again.
Not going to eat my Tootsie Roll now, Catherine.
I know you have.
Because then I'd have to inject and sure. It'd be a whole thing. But I'm going to take it with me.
So you have to, like,
I'm
going to
inject this Tootsie Roll into me. Huh?
Twirl off a little piece at the end. You can't bite it off. You're going to have to, like, spin it off so you get a little piece and then put the whole thing in your mouth.
Look at that.
Yeah.
So I've got a chunk there. I was going to chuck this in.
Yeah.
Lob this in the gob.
Lob it in the gob.
And you got to sort of suck on it. If it gets warm, it won't be so chewy. But it's, like, kind of like a chocolate molasses, like I don't even know what Tootsie Roll is.
It looks very chewy, but it does look chocolatey as well.
Oh yeah,
it's got a real distinctive flavor, and
I'm having a good time. This is great.
Does this you ate a lot of these when you were younger in Canada, right? Is this a sort of nostalgic dessert?
Yeah, and they have really little ones too, like fun size, and those are so nice. And if you got Tootsie Rolls at Halloween, it was always my favorite. I put those to the side.
It's like a chocolatey, fudgy kind of, like toffee affair. Also, it feels a bit like I'm eating cake icing.
Yeah, like a chunk of cake icing.
Yeah, but chewy.
Which is right up your street, isn't it?
It's like cake icing flavored toffee fudge.
It's so good.
It is delicious. The only reason I'm not having another mouthful is because I need to talk.
So this is your dream dessert, the Tootsie Roll.
Well, let me think. I brought those for you because
absolutely great.
I think my dream dessert would be if you were able to make like a cheesecake and incorporate some Tootsie Roll base.
This is what we like. We like people inventing their own things.
Yeah. Yes.
A cheesecake with a Tootsie Roll base is a great idea.
It'd be so nice.
This is instead of the biscuit base.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, biscuit base with like bits of Tootsie Roll
you
in
could
it,
even, or... yeah, roll in some graham cracker, do what you like.
Yeah, and then put some like some cocoa and molasses through the cheesecake mixture as well. Tootsie Roll cheesecake. Someone must have done it.
Surely.
This has been a Google heavy episode, but Benita, do some more research.
Tootsie Roll cheesecake recipe. There it is.
Is it?
Yeah. No reviews. Tootsie Roll cheesecake from Recipe Goldmine. I made this as a joke for a friend who seems to only eat Tootsie Rolls and drink coffee. It was wonderful. I've made it many times since. Should I do a shout out of the website? Is Epicurious?
I've been on Epicurious before. Yeah, it's just like a recipe database. So you're a fan of cheesecake?
I think I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Baked cheesecake or just like when they don't bake it?
I don't think I know the difference.
Boiled cheesecake. Because you can make like a cheesecake and just put it on there and then chill it.
Really?
Or then there's like New York baked cheesecake where the one that has like the brown top and then it's a bit more.
Oh, sure.
More, yeah, it's a bit more solid.
I think I like cold, like
yeah,
unbaked.
Cold, like creamy cheesecake.
I think so.
With Tootsie Rolls in it. Got it. Got that, Jeannie?
Got that. Got it all written down. Would you like to hear your order back?
Yes.
Here we go. It's a very delicious order. Still water to start off with. Absolutely no fizzy water going anywhere near you. Corn chips and salsa for your poppadoms or bread. You would like, for starter, potato latkes with smoked salmon from the Four Seasons in Toronto. Your main course, Bangkok stir fry from Salad King, also in Toronto. Side, poutine from Smokes Poutinery in Toronto. Yeah.
Certainly drink. Not from the Four Seasons in Toronto, who have let themselves down.
Drink, you would like a good morning. Don Julio white tequila with lime soda and chili. A dessert, a Tootsie Roll cheesecake. From Epicurious website that you only discovered a few minutes ago.
Nice.
Does that sound good? Sounds like a good meal?
You've really repped for Canada as well. You've come out big for Canada.
Absolutely, yeah. I didn't realise it until we sat down. Like, it's all from Toronto.
Well, I will say I was hungrier then, so everything tasted better. But also, I think Canadians have got food nailed. Like, yeah. We really have good food because we get great Mexican and we're really cold, so we eat like warm things.
Thank you very much for coming to the Dream Restaurant, Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you. I've enjoyed being in the Dream Restaurant and seeing you both.
And thank you for the gifts.
Amazing gifts.
Anytime.
What a menu, and James has a gob full of Tootsie Rolls.
I did it again.
Now, he did it again. He knew we were recording an outro.
Went right back in there.
And he's just dived straight back into that Tootsie Roll, which looks delicious.
I'm
and
in heaven.
Also, although it does look delicious, I've got to say, for many years, I've searched for the perfect thing to make a fake poo out of.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be ideal, wouldn't it?
It does look like a fake poo, to be fair. And if it was a poo, I'd be standing right under that butt with my mouth open. It's delicious.
Lovely menu from Catherine. I enjoyed that very much indeed. I really want some tequila now. That's what I've taken away from that.
Yeah, the tequila with the soda and lime and the chili.
The chili swung it for me.
Good morning indeed.
Good morning. Yes, thank you. And luckily, Catherine did not say strawberry sauce. If she'd added strawberry sauce to the good morning, she would have been out on her ear.
Absolutely. But she got to stay in, have the full meal, and we're thankful for it. We got some screaming dill pickle Pringles and some Tootsie Rolls. And look, I know that these things haven't sponsored us. They didn't think they were going to, you know, these haven't been donated for free by the company. Yeah. They're getting a lot of promotion.
They are.
But I am loving them. So we have been given some stuff for free.
Oh, this is our life now. We get given, some sort of nice things from companies, which is very exciting and all I want from my life. We got a few shout outs to give. Remedy Kombucha. We talked about Booch.
Yeah, we talked about Booch. I love Booch.
A lot of people don't like Booch. I love the Booch.
I love the Booch.
And the Remedy Kombucha. Absolutely delicious,
very
I've
nice.
Got to say.
Yeah.
We got given Flaming Licks hot sauce. I love a hot sauce.
Love a hot sauce. Not tried this one yet, but...
I'm going to put it on my eggs.
Get involved. I bought a lot of hot sauce for people around Christmas.
Did you?
Yeah. Bought Da Bomb.
Oh. Didn't you receive Da Bomb as well, though?
Yes, yeah, so I was given Da Bomb.
You were given Da Bomb?
And I gave Da Bomb.
You gave Da Bomb. Not the same bomb.
Not the same bomb. The different bomb.
So, thank you, Flaming Licks Hot Sauce. I will be tasting that. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. And also, London Sarkie, James.
London Sarkie, which is a drink, right?
Which is a drink. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yes.
It's not my nickname for you, yes. You Sarkie bastard.
Oh, Marlene?
I don't mind a bit of Sarkie, so I'm looking forward to trying that as well. Thank you very much for sending that to us.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening. We will see you again another time in the Dream Restaurant. Goodbye.
Farewell.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
there's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.